My name is Lucas. I'm 6 years old, and you're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Good morning, kids commuters. We continue with Carnival of the Animals. You'll remember this was music written in 1886 by our friend Camille Saint-Saëns, and we are hearing it this week introduced by the wonderful Leonard Bernstein, a brilliant composer, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, as well as many other symphonies, and also a great champion of young people and classical music. Today, he's going to introduce three new animals from Camille Saint-Saëns' zoo. So let's just let Mr. Bernstein take it away.
And now we go to the aquarium, where the water is described for us by trickling runs on the pianos in the style of Chopin. While the gliding of the fish is pictured for us by a smooth melody in the strings and flute. The flute, by the way, is played by a greatly gifted young lady of 20, Miss Paula Robeson. There are also a few extra drops of water that sprinkle off the little bells, or glockenspiel, which is played by the 14-year-old David Hoppe. Actually, Saint-Saëns wrote this part for a harmonica, not what we call a harmonica these days, which is a mouth organ, but a glass harmonica, which was a very popular instrument in the last century, kind of like a set of water glasses that produce different tones depending on the amount of water in them. Have you ever tried that trick at the dinner table? I used to all the time, which didn't please my mother too much. Anyway, this old instrument has disappeared from polite musical society, and so we shall hear these watery little notes played on the glockenspiel instead. And now we're all set for our visit with the fish. Our next two visits need no musical explanation at all. First, Saint-Saëns takes us to a cage marked Persons with Long Ears, meaning donkeys, of course, but I think he had in mind certain people he knew that he considered jackasses. This hee-hawing music is played only by violins. But then we come to the cuckoo, singing his monotonous two notes over and over again. And that will be the mighty Master Green again on the clarinet, while the two pianos play rather cuckoo harmonies of their own. So now first the jackass, then the cuckoo.
Hmm.
And there you have it. Thanks to Mr. Bernstein and Camille Saint-Saëns, we have met the fish in the aquarium, the persons with long ears, and the cuckoo. Here's a little note for you. Remember he mentioned Miss Paula Robeson, who was very young flute player there? She did eventually grow up to be a very famous flute player. In fact, one of the most famous flute players in the entire world. So, good for Paula. Tomorrow on the Kids Commute, we will meet some more of the animals in the menagerie. Have a wonderful day today. We'll see you here at this time tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana, Kids Commuters.